Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining. In today's recording, I wanted to share with you three ways that you are unconsciously blocking your next paid client if you have a 9-to-5. And of course, if you don't have a 9-to-5 and you're trying to stay out of the 9-to-5, all of this applies to you, but I will be speaking specifically today to those who are also in a corporate job and really highlighting some of the ways that you're kind of getting in your own way and how to make it so that you are the way. Because often we say that. We often say that I'm in my own way, I'm blocking clients, I'm my own worst enemy. It's all on me. I'm the only thing stopping me. And whilst that's true, I don't always find that it's very helpful because it can kind of just make us feel more stuck. Let me know in the comments if you agree and if you resonate with that. Because I also believe, as my beautiful coach gave me, you are the way. She always says that to me, you are the way. And it's just stunk, like sizzled into my being. And she's absolutely right. And I think you know that too. And I want to remind you of this. So the beautiful thing with the unconscious and the realm of the unconscious is that the minute we bring it into our consciousness, it then becomes ours to change. And it gives us our power back to do something about it. And you're going to probably want to revisit this as you evolve and develop in your business, because these same things, if they come up for you at any level, they're going to come up for you at deeper and deeper levels. Let me say that again, because I kind of stumbled. If they come up for you at this level, they will come up for you again at deeper and deeper levels. Anything that comes up for you in your unconscious now is going to continue to show up for you as your business grows. Because as you expand, the depths of your limitations, of your unconscious beliefs, are going to expand too. It doesn't mean you can't heal. It doesn't mean you can't catch them so quickly that it doesn't even feel like they affect you anymore. But as you grow, so does your belief systems. So does the depth at which you meet yourself. So you might do the first like limiting belief exercise and think that you've uncovered it and find that it doesn't ever quite touch you as badly as it did before. But you might be surprised as you reach new heights, you reach new devils. So bear this in mind. It's common for things to show up again. It's why the bigger you get and the bigger your growth, often that's when people lean even harder than they do at the beginning into their coaching and mentorship and support. So something to think about as you grow. This isn't like a one and done. Oh, I've done all my limiting belief work now and I will never ever need to be healed or do the inner work again. Nope. We are always meeting ourselves at new levels and at new depths. So let's dive into the three things. Okay, so at the moment, obviously, let's just take stock of where you are so that we know that this is relevant to you. You are a life coach. You have found life coaching and you freaking love it. It is who you are now. You know it's who you're meant to be. You know where it's where you want to go. You dream of the self-actualization. You dream of the freedom, the independence, being your own boss, making your own money, answering to yourself, doing work that lights you up, living your purpose, being fulfilled, all the beautiful things. And you know, and you suspect that this is just scratching the surface of what's available to you. And you're in between worlds. You're kind of split in half right now. On one hand, you are who you always have been in your corporate career with the job title that's probably on your LinkedIn still, telling people that what you do is your job title as an accountant or HR or a teacher or customer services manager or VP of sales or director of IT. Well, like whatever you do, maybe you're an engineer, a pilot, an air hostess, a nurse, whatever. That's how you know yourself. That's your identity right now. And on the other hand, There's who you are outside of the 9 to 5, the life coach, the person who's discovering herself, and all the other things that you are too, like the mother, the girlfriend, the partner, the friend, the sister, the daughter. And then there's who you are privately, just you as you are. No labels, just you and your beautiful, whole, complete identity as it is. In different environments, we show up in different ways. And the one unconscious block that I see so many coaches really get like fall at and give into at the first hurdle is that when they're showing up in their life coaching business, they're not showing up in their identity as a life coach. So the first unconscious block that you probably have that you're probably going, oh my God, that's it, is that up until now, even if you've been calling yourself a life coach, have you been embodying what it is to be a life coach? Have you been embodying this new version of you, not just in your coaching business, but even when you're at work, even when you're alone, even when you're with your friends and family? So at work, do you fall into the status quo of who you've always been? Or if you're being a life coach, do you advocate? Do you stand up for yourself? Do you go for opportunities because you want them? Do you practice boundary setting? Do you active listen? Do you help others when you see opportunities to help them? Now, I'm all for having good boundaries at work and also for preserving your energy. So I'm not saying you have to go hell for leather on this or to start behaving in a way where you're no longer satisfying your job duties. But are you embodying the life coach that you are in every aspect of your life? The same with your family and friends. They may know you since you were a kid, or they may have known you for a number of years or even a number of months, and they may not know you as a life coach, as somebody who maybe looks after themselves, who actually says no to things that they don't want to do, who puts her needs before you put all your family, all your friends before you, who says no to doing the things that you don't really want to do, like dog sitting for your aunt or your parent, when actually you really don't have the time and you just need a day off for self-care. Or maybe saying yes to going and seeing your partner's friends when actually you just want to stay in and work on your business. Or maybe not being as patient and loving and as kind as you can be with the kids when you're so patient and loving and kind with your clients. Now, obviously, I don't expect you to be that all the time, but it's where are you not embodying the values that you preach in your life coaching business, in your everyday life? And of course, when you're alone, are you allowing all of the negative thoughts, all of the fear, all of the self-doubt, all of the uncertainty to get in the way? Are you waking up at night and entertaining all of the thoughts that don't serve you? Are you remembering who the fuck you are? Are you remembering that if you dream it, it's because you're capable of it? Are you remembering all the things that you preach about self-care, morning routines, doing meditations, looking after yourself, eating healthily, going out in nature? Are you doing the things that you're preaching? Are you embodying that when no one's watching? So the first unconscious one is your identity, and how is it showing up in every aspect of your life? The reason why that's blocking you from clients is because integrity and authenticity is like a secret energy that your clients can feel from you. And if you're not embodying that, if you're not celebrating everything that you have now and everything that you're made of and everything that you bring to the table right now versus when I get there, when I've hit my first 10K, when I've hit my first 100K, when I'm finally full-time in my business, then I'll show up fully. Then I'll start embodying a successful coach. Then I'll start feeling successful and good about myself. And then maybe I can show up. Can you see the flaw here? It's like you're waiting for the outside to validate you instead of validating yourself. The second I want to talk about, let me know in the comments, by the way, if this is landing, if you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, drop me a DM the second if this is already hitting home. I'd love to hear from you. as always. The second is your fear of being visible and your fear of being seen. Now, this is like partly a societal conditioning one where, you know, as women, we're taught to like be pretty and quiet and sit still and speak and don't be heard. And this is sometimes conditioning from our childhood. This is sometimes conditioning from past traumas. Sometimes this is just conditioning from being so conditioned by the corporate grind, like don't challenge the status quo, don't shake things up, don't speak out of turn. Respect your hierarchy, respect your elders, all of these things, they can stop us from being fully ourselves, from daring to say the thing that we really want to say. And if you're not being seen, your clients can't see you either. So you think you're out there because you're thinking about coaching 24/7. You're constantly coming up with ideas, writing notes in your phone about things that you could be speaking about. You're showing up to the training, you're doing all the work, you're getting all the certifications, catching up with your biz besties every week. But are you actually being seen by the people who need your help? Are you actually allowing yourself to call yourself a life coach when you're going out and meeting people? Are you even going out and meeting people, whether that's online or offline? So your fear of being seen is holding you back from people knowing that you exist. They can't pay you if they don't know you exist. And equally, if you're scared to be seen, and this goes into the third one, actually, there's a few. There may be more than three that I dive into, but these are the ones that I think are pretty important at the moment. The fear of being seen as well is also because you're scared of being judged. They kind of come hand in hand. The judgment that you're internalizing is shown in the fact that you're not allowing yourself to get visible. And because you fear being judged, you fear what people will say. And part of that sometimes can be back to that identity piece where it's like, well, they've always known me as this job title or in this role. So what if they don't like the fact that I'm now doing this? Sometimes we can be scared of the judgment of like, we want to do this for ourselves, but the very people and the environment that they create that have created the habits that don't serve us, that have caused the burnout, caused the self-denial, caused us to lose ourselves, we still care about what they think and we still care about their opinion of us and we still hold their judgment in higher regard than the judgment we have of ourselves. And the irony is that when we think that the voices of other people are our own voice, we hold ourselves back. And that is stopping you from creating clients. Because the only one that can truly judge you is you. And the truth is, your essence, the truth of who you are at your core, your soul, doesn't judge. She loves you. You are loved. You are love. There is nothing you can do, nothing you can say, really, where you will be judged because your intention is good and kind. And when you come at the things that you want to do in this world from a place of remembering who you're here to help and the work you want to do and the change you want to make, that is a beautiful, noble, service-based thing. So when you're scared of being seen, when you're scared of judgment, it's because you're so focused on what the people who aren't relevant are going to think of you. And I'm not saying that your friends, your family, your colleagues, your boss, they're not relevant. I don't mean that in a way that it doesn't make them important. It means that it's not relevant in the extent that it gets to stop you from being who you are and doing the work you're meant to do in this world. They can still be important, but it doesn't mean you take advice from them. They can still be important and loved and highly regarded, but it doesn't mean that they get to dictate who you're about to become and who you're becoming and the work that you're meant to do in this world. Only you get to dictate that. And if you're feeling that that's a little bit scary to jump into, that's where you need to lean more into your self-trust and your self-belief and your self-empowerment, that it's in you for a reason, that you want this for a reason, and that if you get out of your own head for a second and think about the people that you're here to help, that they need you, that they are looking for you to step into your power so that they can step into theirs. Oh, this is giving me goosebumps as I say it. So if you're feeling activated, don't even listen to the rest of this podcast. Go and do something. Show up as the life coach that you are meant to be and then come back and listen to the rest later. Okay. Ready for number three and the way that you're holding yourself back? This is a biggie, a very, very biggie. Unconsciously, even though you want to create big things for yourself, even though you really want financial freedom, you want to be your own boss, you want to have your own business, you want to build a beautiful, big practice that serves people and makes beautiful change and transformations, and you want to earn good money doing so, even though you desperately want those things on a conscious level, on an unconscious level, you are seeking comfort and safety always. Let that sink in. Your current financial situation, if you're in a 9-to-5, is very comfortable. It's comfortable getting paid once a month. It's comfortable knowing that at the end of the month, you're going to get a beautiful paycheck. It's comfortable knowing on the days when you don't feel like it, you can kind of sit back at work, do a little bit of nothing, do the bare minimum, show up to that meeting, chat at the coffee table, catch up on Teams with your work bestie, and still get paid. On an unconscious level or a subconscious level, you know that that is something that you have been conditioned to rely on since you started working, which was like, what, a decade, two or three ago? So over the last 10 to 20 years, you have literally been enjoying the luxury of being paid on demand when you expect it. And that level of comfort is always going to be a little bit more attractive than the uncertainty and the potential inconsistency that entrepreneurship or being self-employed brings. I'm not going to pretend to you that running a business or being self-employed guarantees you anything, because your business owes you nothing. And this is a big, 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 big mental shift, especially for my corporate clients, which is all of them. I only work with corporate clients, whether they're in a 9-to-5 or they've already left. Those who have already left, and I know you know if you're listening, that's a lot to let go of. It's a big decision to let go of. And it's very uncomfortable working in the uncertainty, especially when you have a big ass salary. But no matter what your salary is, it's money coming in. It means your bills are being paid. It means you're being covered for. Your comfort zone of financial security, of not liking change because it's the comfort zone for a reason, means that you are unconsciously being held back from going for uncertain. Like, who would want that? Who would go for uncertainty? Like, oh, hey, I know you're getting paid a really nice salary every month, but how do you feel about having to figure it all out by yourself? There's no guarantee. You start off at a zero salary. There is no minimum wage. There is no apprenticeship salary in starting a business. You start at zero. And there is no guarantee it will work. And I can't promise you a timeline, but you get to be your own boss. Yeah. On an unconscious level, your nervous system isn't buying it. And now I've said it out loud, are you consciously like, oh, I get it now? Yep. So something I do in both my mastermind and my one-to-one is that we look at the financials and we start thinking seriously about that shift in mindset, in attitude, and how we create safety for ourselves. Because here's the truth. Here is the truth. I've never said this publicly before. I say it inside my containers. The truth is that technically your cushy 9-to-5 isn't guaranteed either. They don't owe you anything. They can make you redundant in a heartbeat. Anybody that was made redundant during the pandemic will know. When it no longer suits the company and you're no longer an ROI for that company, they have no financial reason to keep you. Now, we put a lot of expectation on organizations to do good by their employees, but a business can't run if it isn't making money. And if you're costing the business money, people tend to be some of the most expensive overheads that a business can have. So yes, your job may be a sure thing, but mark my words, if the business situation changes, then yeah, any of us is at risk. And it always blows my mind when people are like betrayed and devastated when they're made redundant because they have given so much to their 9-to-5, because they've given 10, 20, even 2 years of their life to their 9-to-5 and to get what? Nothing. Like a base package, if anything, in a redundancy pay. And thanks so much for your hard work. Good luck. Goodbye. When we remember that our 9-to-5 owes us nothing, that isn't a sure thing, that the only thing that is sure is the way that we back ourselves, the way that we make ourselves indisposable if you choose to stay in a 9-to-5, and the way that we develop the skill of marketing and selling, whether that's marketing and selling a product or service or marketing and selling ourselves in an interview and in a negotiation, that's when it makes us indispensable. And it means that we can always back ourselves and be our own financial security. And that is the mindset shift to go out of the employee mindset into a CEO mindset, not even a CEO mindset, really an entrepreneurial mindset, even if you still have a 9-to-5, that you back yourself always and that you are your financial security, not the job. The minute you make that shift, the relationship with your 9-to-5 changes. The relationship, and if you're not in a 9-to-5 anymore, your relationship with mourning the fact that you used to get paid on demand once a month and that was really lovely, or once every fortnight or whatever you got paid was very lovely and you miss it and you keep wondering if that's safer to go back to, I invite you to remember this. If you fully backed yourself and you were the one who provided your own financial security, how would you show up in your business? How would you take responsibility and ownership of the opportunity you have right in front of you to make money today? This may take some practice to remind yourself of, but if you truly did that, then sure as hell, whether you're in a 9-to-5 or you're running your own business, no matter what, you've got financial security right there. And that's a powerful, powerful thing and a powerful attitude and identity to embody. And if you want to take this work at a deeper level, you want to work with me and partner with me to practice this embodiment, and in that embodiment, take massive action in your business that feels in alignment, that excites you, that you can do around your 9-to-5 or do to stop you from going back into the 9-to-5, then we need to connect like urgently and drop me a DM this absolute second, or go ahead and book your consult and let's speak. Working with me is one-to-one and it's a 6-month container because I'm not here to mess about. If I'm supporting you in your business, we're going all the way. And in the grand scheme of business building, 6 months is truly a drop in the ocean. Those who are in this for the long haul know it, which is why many of my clients like to renew with me. And I love that because the relationship is deep. I understand them and their business at a very deep level. And we take it all the way. All right. Have a beautiful rest of your day and I'll catch you very soon.